We are focusing on the dramatic escape from Japan of one of the most famous auto executives in the world, Carlos Ghosn. He is the former chairman of Nissan, who is now in Lebanon after slipping out of Tokyo. He had been on bail in Japan, where he was due to stand trial next year on charges of financial misconduct. Ghosn is a citizen of Lebanon, which means he is legally protected there from extradition back to Japan. Layla, what more do we know about Ghosn's dramatic escape?
So when the news broke yesterday, it was very unclear what exactly had happened. And at first, people thought, well, perhaps a deal had been struck between the Lebanese and Japanese governments in order to bring Mr. Ghosn back. Just 10 days ago, the Japanese Minister for Foreign Affairs was in Beirut, but there was no statement released then about any particular agreement as to his fate. But it's now become clear that it's very unlikely that was the case. It looks like Mr. Ghosn was, in fact, smuggled out of the country. He arrived here on Sunday in a private jet from Turkey, and some reporting, some local media, that actually he came in under a different name, not his own name, because, of course, his lawyers in Japan still retain his passports. Many other things being reported by local media, too, such as the fact that people think he might have been brought in a crate, a particular box designed for musical instruments, smuggled out of Japan in that, with a musical band, presumably quite a large box, perhaps for a larger instrument. Very dramatic story here.